Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Living in darkness, moving account of the situation in Bukit Koman, Malaysia, it is so unfair to live like this. We don't know what the company is doing, what causes our suffering, we know nothing, said activist Charlie Hugh from Bukit Koman, Rau District, Pahang State, where a mining company that uses sodium cyanide to extract gold is operating. We are living in darkness, she expressed. Charlie is 36 years old and she has two children, aged 6 and 8, and is pregnant. She's facing a trial for defamation brought by the company Rau Australian Gold Mining Limited, owned by British corporation Peninsular Gold Limited. She is a vice president of the Banned Cyanide in Gold Mining Action Committee, created in 2006 to resist against a factory that was built and started operating in 2009.
Can you tell us, please, why you were accused of defamation? What happened, really?
In the kampong where I born and I grow up, there's a factory. There's a gold mine uses the new technology, so-called DRL plant, started their operation there. And after they have started their operation and the people start complaining, they're suffering the health problem. And we keep on hearing about these kind of complaints for years. After that, we decided to compile a health survey. And actually, the initiative, the objective of conducting this, to conduct the survey is to get to know what's the real condition, what's actually happening, what is the people's suffering, what is the health condition. So, accidentally, we found that the result is very alarming. It's over 50% of the people staying there having the same problem. So we decided to announce the survey result to the public. And we have called a press conference in KLSCAH. And the gold mine company feeling not happy with the press conference, and they bring us to the court for defamation.
Where was the press conference?
2012 June.
And where?
KL Selangor Chinese Assembly Hall. It's a KLSCAH.
Okay, and at what stage is your trial right now?
It's still under case management, and next hearing is not fixed yet.
Do you have parents in the area?
My parents all shifted to KL nowadays. But before this, yeah, they are staying there.
Okay, and how did you, why did you start being involved in the campaign? Why did you worry? What were your first steps in this campaign?
I started heard about this issue a few years ago. At that time, I did not see there's any danger of a gold mine company starting operation next to our village. But when my parents asked me to bring my kids to KL, I mean, leave that place in early 2009, I start look into the case and try to search for information from internet. And the first article I read from internet was from EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. So the article actually woke me up. I just believe that we're really in danger because this technology has been banned for so many countries and it's very harmful to the environment. It's causing so many problems to the environment and the people surrounding there. So after that, I feel like we need to do something. We need to educate the people there. At least let them know what is happening actually next to us. So I started to prepare for some flyers, some information, some small booklets to distribute surrounding. Yeah.
Yes. Do you think that things changed in the community after the start of the operation of the company?
Bukit Koman is a small village. It is very quiet, it's very calm and peaceful place. After the gold mine started the operation, everybody like living in very, they're so worried, and they don't know actually what happened, what goes wrong with the whole environment. They start feeling like discomfortable of their skin, eyes. But nobody can give them answer. Nobody can able to provide answer. Nobody able to explain to them what actually is going on. So everybody is like, don't know what's actually happening, and don't know what they can do, what is going to happen in future. They know nothing at all. It's so unfair to us as residents who live in that place.
What would you like to know from the company or from the government? What are the kind of information or facts or whatever that you think that the citizens have the right to know?
At least let us know if they're using tons of chemicals in the factory. At least let us know if there's an accident happen, what should we know? What should we do? What's the emergency evacuation plan at least? What is the rehabilitation plan for the environment? What is that actually doing? They even refuse to have dialogue with us at all. They refuse to disclose anything.
If there is anything else that you would like to say, maybe something that I didn't ask you and you think it's important for you to strengthen?
I would like to say we are fighting for our right. It's everyone's right to live in a safe place. I don't see we have done anything wrong. So if they want to bring us to court, an ordinary woman like us, just because of we speak up the truth, they want to bring us to court, just come and fight. We have no worry at all.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo Wai.